I have a friend. She is also coming from a pretty good family. And then she does all this like cool stuff by herself. And then people found out that her family is loaded. And then they are like, why do you need to work? Aren't you supposed to be stay at home, just not compete with anybody? Just, you know.
You made it.
You made it. What are you doing here? And this person who said this is a white dude.
Yeah.
And then he told the woman, who is my friend, that you don't have to work. He's basically not only sexist, racist, and all of every kind of sexist in the same time.
Classes.
Yeah.
I think that's the idea.
That to me is like, well, of course, coming from a white dude. Because they are supposed to own everything. Now there's someone who is not white, who is not a man, owns more than you, then you are pissed about that. So you are telling other people, you should not work. Just let me do the work. Let me get the money. You shouldn't be.
I will say, though, like it is harder for you to feel bad for people when they're rich.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like every time I hear athletes like just complaining about stuff, like professional athletes or like celebrities. I'm stupid. I know I'm stupid for saying this, but I don't feel bad. I know they go through depression and they go through mental health, and it's probably pretty bad, but you go to sleep better on a million, you know, on your mattress than you would with somebody who's going through the same mental health problem on the ground, who sleeps on the ground. And so I don't feel that bad for you. You know what I mean?
I can totally understand that. Like,
yeah, especially celebrities, like athletes are always like, it's a lot of stress and, you know, there's a lot of mental health. I don't feel like answering these questions. Like, people don't understand. And I get it. People, like, most people don't understand what it is to have that much fame and money. But understand that that's a pretty good problem to have if you're a millionaire. Like, the trade-off there seems pretty good. You know what I mean? Like, you're wiping your tears off with $100 bills. You're going to be all right.
Your toilet is gold. What are you talking about? Like, it's made of gold.
Yeah, while these other people are like, they're drinking their tears because they have nothing to drink. Like, you're going to be fine.
I guess, okay, let's talk about this more. So, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Sunny Podcast. This is episode 37, if I'm calculating right. So it's officially a year-ish now for Sunny Podcast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then
it's a year old.
Yeah, so it's awesome. And thank you for your... We appreciate your listening. And we appreciate you sticking around with us for 1 year. You're awesome. I don't know who you are. Probably my friend. Probably Minra's friend. Or some stranger from like Philippines, because for whatever reason, Philippine listening rate is pretty high on this podcast.
Really?
So I don't know why. So maybe thanks, Filipino.
I don't know.
Just yes, so you know, I'm not Joe Coy. So does Minra. Like, neither does Minra is Joe Coy. We just happen to look the same to Joe Coy. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
So.
I love the Filipinos, so yeah. Man, much love. My daughter's half Filipino, so I got a race in the game.
So thank you guys so much, and go back to our topic from the beginning sequence. What do you feel about I think to summarize your question would be, or problem would be like. Are rich people's mental health easier to relate, or poor people's mental health is easier to relate?
Well, no, I think that's an easy question, because relatability is just experience, and most people aren't rich. So I think, should you feel bad for rich people?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Basically, yeah. Because it's like, it's hard to relate something. It will be like, I don't understand why are you complaining about this, or I don't understand why your Tesla is not charging, because apparently I go gas station. So like,
it's that, but it's also this is like, that's funny. Like, let's say you go through the same problems, you have mental health issues. If you're depressed and you're rich, should I care like about it? Like if someone else was poor and they were depressed?
Do you know think what I mean? When a person is rich or wealthy and then their mental health, when they got sick about their mental health, is it going to be sicker or just not as sick as poor people? I don't know.
I don't look at it like that. I look at it like you have the resources to fix it.
Yeah.
Whereas a poor person might not even have healthcare.
Okay.
You can go pay for a therapist. You can go get your brain scanned. Whereas I remember when I didn't have health insurance, man, I had to just put Tiger Balm on all my injuries.
Just everywhere here.
Right.
Did you know, like, my mom would give me Tiger Balm when I have toothache when I was little? And she was like, just put this on your jar. So I was like, inside of her mouth? And she's like, you dumbass, outside of your mouth. So I just like...
That's so funny.
Put on everything here.
Yeah.
And she told me to, like, brush teeth with salt.
Really? Did it work?
I don't know, but I was little, so I have cavity. Of course, my tooth was, you know, aching. So...
That's funny. Yeah, my mom would try to heal everything with Tiger Balm too. She told me one time it healed AIDS, and I'm like, no, it doesn't.
Maybe it does. We don't know that. Maybe that's a secret.
She's not using it right.
All this, like, like Western people don't trust Asian medicine. Now, Tiger Balm is the solution for everything.
What is it made out of? It's not made out of any tigers, is it? I know I asked this question before.
The Tiger Balm is totally made up of tiger. Yes, because entire Southeast Asia has so many tigers you can catch, and we can just like grind it.
Like tiger sweat.
Squeeze that. You disgusting man. Just grind the tiger down and
collect
squeeze
all the
blood.
Sweat of the tiger.
Yeah.
They collect all the sweat of the tiger, put some oil in it, and it's Tiger Balm.
It's mint. It's basically minty. It's basically meant to chillaxing wherever your injured is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, like my father gave me some kind of like Chinese medicine to help if I got bruised, if I got hit or I hit something. So like there's a bruise, right? So apparently we all know that bruise is internal blood. Like your vein got crushed. So there's a blood going on under your skin. So it looks purple. That's the definition of bruise. At least it's a basic definition of bruise. And for whatever reason, my father thinks
I just learned that today. You just... I never really thought about it.
No, you don't know
that
the definition
sense,
of bruise?
That does make sense.
Oh, okay. You're welcome, Sunny listener, just like Minra. Now you learn something.
Okay, I'm
every
sorry.
Day.
I didn't mean to ruin your story, but I thought I was like, wow, I didn't know that's how bruises were made, but it does make sense.
I mean, it's not about making sense, it's what it is. Sorry.
Okay, good. My fault.
It's
go
a
ahead.
Fact. FACT. Okay. No, so my father would give me this like a Chinese medicine things and then just like scrubbed it on the skin. And then they say the medicine will sink under your skin and then try to heal up your bruise. And none of that actually works. but my father believes it, because with time, your vine will heal it by itself. And the medicine is just something that they have alcohol in there, so it doesn't get infection. But if you don't have open wound, you don't get infection either. So I don't. Basically, it's just a mystery.
It sounds like you don't believe in Eastern medicine, Eddie.
No, I do believe. Like. I love Tiger Balm because whenever I got mosquito bites, I use Tiger Balm. I'm just saying you need to use the Chinese medicine.
I don't
medicine.
Like all this science that you're throwing at me.
In the proper way.
Right,
on
I
a proper
want the Eastern
situation.
Mysticism to be like... Just to linger on in the back of my mind.
Hey, but the thing is, like, Taiwan invented a certain Chinese medicine that can clean COVID-19 virus. Mm. Which they call it something called Clean Out Corona Number 1. That's what they call it. It's a bunch of like Chinese medicine, a bunch of herbs, and cooked together. And you just choke it. And then it will clean out your virus inside your body. And nobody else on the earth do that, just Taiwan. And it's working. It's actually working. Yeah, it's FDA approval in Taiwan.
How do they know what to like which herb and mushroom to put together or whatever? I don't dried mushrooms. What else is
it? I mean I think they show the ingredients on the screen and like on the news a couple weeks ago. And then they just said that if you're a healthy person, you cannot eat this like prescription. Because like Chinese medicine is all about like eating it day by day and change your body, right? But like these drugs, it's particularly strong that you don't eat it because it's basically poison. And then if you drink it and if you're healthy and you're gonna get hurt. So don't do that.
Oh,
and they specifically say that on the news. And then,
well, how do they know? Like, is there?
And then you drink.
Is there
that.
Like an FDA? Is there a governing body that checks if these, like,
I don't
know this.
I mean, they
stuff,
say
because like, okay?
they are using this on patient right now. So I don't know, like, what's the research behind it as much, but they do say it's helpful. So, and then
damn, that's crazy.
I don't know. Maybe it's a secret ingredients things in Taiwan that people don't know.
Maybe
don't.
Maybe it was it's like your dad and his belief.
Yeah, maybe
just they believe it works.
Yeah, maybe it's just a consolation.
Isn't that what like the placebo effect is?
Yeah,
like sugar pills.
Yeah,
if you believe that it works, it's helpful to. Yeah. It's like scientifically proven that it's helpful.
What if all these like rich people's problem are actually not real problem, and all these like other rich people, rich therapists, just give them all these like sugar pills, and these rich people just keep buying all these sugar pills, thought that they are actually working, and their problem actually never go away. So. You know, like those doctors are like, you are rich, you are fine. I'm just going to give you a sugar pill. And then so you keeps coming back.
Good, yeah. I think they're already doing that. They just replace sugar pills with fentanyl and painkillers.
Really?
Oxycontin. Yeah, yeah. There is
even
a big...
Oxycontin.
there's a big opioid problem here in America. And it's not really talked about because it's rich people's issue. Like, they're the ones that can afford, like, you know, fentanyl or talk to their doctor to get that shit.
Yes, because poor people can only do cocaine, mushrooms, and what else? Meth.
Eddie said that. I didn't say that. Eddie said that. Just in case you're wondering who said that, Eddie said it. that's a problem. Like, I think... There was a state that sued this pharmaceutical company because it was like remiss about telling people how addictive this was. Because they were telling people like it was addictive, and they had like these biased studies and biased doctors that would say, Oxycontin and these painkillers, they're not addictive. And then they started encouraging the doctors to overprescribe the medicine They incentivize them. Like, the more medicine you give, you go to these, like, fucking pharmaceutical events, and they kind of just pay you under the table by having you speak for like $800,000 or something like that, but really it's just to keep tell you to shut the fuck up. But yeah, they were doing that here in America. They probably still are, and they're, you know, all the pharmaceutical companies getting sued over it. Just to go back to what we were talking about, because we derailed all the way. We were all the
Huge,
way.
huge, huge detour on this topic.
Yeah, I just find myself not sympathizing with rich people when they complain about normal problems.
Okay, so what question, what problem do you have that you think that everybody should care? And let's try me. Because apparently I make less money than you do.
Shut up, man. Don't make this about me and you. We were attacking the celebrities, all right?
Okay,
Here, let me
fine.
give you a
Okay,
better
fine.
example.
Okay.
You know the tennis player, the Japanese and black tennis player, Naomi Osaka.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, you know her. So she made some news because she was basically saying she put out something was like, "Hey, I'm not gonna talk to the media in this tournament, whatever tennis tournament it is."
Yeah.
'Cause she was like, "The media is really aggressive. They asked me all these questions that." They really basically fucks with me. Like, I'm getting mental health issues from these interviews. And then it became this big thing about whether they're gonna disqualify her or can't she even do that. And then she just was like, "Yo, fuck it. I'm just not gonna play. I'm withdrawing my name from the tournament just because I don't wanna do these interviews."
Yeah.
And so, 'cause she was talking about mental health issues. And to me, although, like, I mean, I think I can't be mad at her really because, like, she doesn't represent rich people. She is just a rich person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess so. 'Cause she doesn't own, you know, she's not like owning a Nike or, you know. It's just like a 10 years
Right.
contract with Adidas, something like that.
But a part of me was like looking at it and was just like, man, I kind of don't feel bad for you because, you know, one, you're getting to play a sport that you love to play for a living while making millions of dollars. And all you have to do sometimes is talk to people you don't like to talk to or answer questions you don't like. That sounds like a fair trade-off to me. You know what I mean? So I feel like that in one way. And then another way, I'm just like, well, I don't know her, you know, and maybe there are really mental health issues that she has that I don't know.
No, because like you know how like Robert William Smith, is that his full name?
Oh, yeah, Robin Williams, yeah.
Yeah, and then he, you know, he was he was having his life ended by himself. I'm trying to say suicide, but that's a fancy
Yeah, he
way
was
of saying
depressed.
it. Yeah, but you, we don't.
Yeah.
None of us know that
Yeah.
until like the event was happened. You know what I mean? So like, you know, so it's sad that he was gone, and then and he's also rich people apparently because he was nuts.
Yeah, I heard he had a lot of money.
Yeah, but he was nuts as well, and he bought jokes. Do you know that? Like, he'll go to a comedy store, and then
I
he heard
heard.
about some good jokes. He'll go to the back store, and then just like, hey, I love your joke. Here's $100. Now I own the joke. Bye, Felicia.
That's how do you feel about that? Like, would you, as a comic, would you sell your joke like that, or would you be okay with that?
I think I will sell my jokes to Ronnie Chang if he wanted to buy it, but
Yeah.
I think with Ronnie Chang's money, I think $100 is too little.
Yeah, what if a famous comic, if a famous comic came to you and was like, "Hey, I want to buy your joke."
I will sell them, yeah, I would, because I can just write more.
I would say I would sell it too, but I would be like,
And
only if I
I
get
will
it if
secretly record it, and 10 years later. me to this person. I'm kidding. No, I would say, how about you hire me? Instead of like buying my jokes, yeah, how about you hire me as your writer? And then if we can try, if I write 100 jokes and if you only like one, then you buy that one. But then if you don't like, if you like let's say 40% of my joke, you hire me as a full-time your joke writer.
Yeah, I wouldn't see why you wouldn't do that. Yeah, that would probably be the dream right there. But
because all the celebrity, like all these like big comedians, they all have like writers helping them actually.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
because would you hire a writer?
I would, because like the thing is like, because the final judgment is still on me. So you know what I mean? So like, basically, let's say if that's basically like a joke workshop. But just like a fancy way. So like I'm writing a joke and I'm like, hey, meanwhile, can you give me some like feedback on this? So you say something, then you're basically writing for me, right? But just for free. And then I was like, oh, this is cool, I will add this line there. Then is that count as you write a joke or I wrote a joke?
Gave you an idea.
But then you say a certain punchline that works so much so that I couldn't write that one, right? But then I didn't pay you to do this because we're friends. And then, but however, rich people can do this and then just tell those people, like, give this to this person. But however, I'm still the one who get on stage and perform and then decide if this should be used in my material. Then, you know, I can consider that's my joke, even though I hire someone to come out some different punchline for me.
Maybe it's like you sampled.
Yeah.
You sampled it. You know, people in music, they sample other old music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it's like that.
But then
I don't know if I would have a writer for. I wouldn't hire a writer. Man, my jokes are too intimate to me. Like they're too.
No, but like we give you feedback to you. I mean, I gave you feedback. So and then you did it, and then it's working or it's not working. At the end of the day, mm-hmm. I don't care because that's your joke. And then
yeah,
because you may come up on premises, and I'll be like, oh, that's fun. This is what I thought about this premises. Feel free to use it. Yeah, that's my thoughts. But people have different ideas because like people.
Yeah,
like,
I respect it.
Yeah, people.
I just don't. Like, I don't think I would get a writer though.
Hmm. Okay.
Maybe I'll get a remember. I'll get a remember.
Yeah, give a credit.
Somebody who,
special thanks.
Someone
to.
Who just. No, I'll get a remember. Someone that'll just remember what I say. Say, hey, could you just tell me what I said back there? And they could just, you know, what are those people in court who just write everything you say?
Oh, you are like I don't know the English name though. The secretary.
But
basically?
Those people in court who just like type really fast in court and just get everything saying. I'll get one of those.
So you need a human recorder, basically.
That's funny. An easier solution would be just get a recorder. Why you have to hire a whole person for it? I was reading this news story about this guy who got swallowed by a whale. Did you read that?
Not yet.
So this guy, he catches he go gets lobsters for a living.
Okay.
So he has to dive deep. And so he's like 40, he said that's like 40 yards or something, 40 feet underneath the water. And he felt like something, like a bus hit him. That's what he said, like felt like a car hit him. And then everything went dark. And he thought he was like a shark bit him or something like that. But he couldn't see anything. And then he like realized, like he was feeling around here, he just realized he was inside a sperm whale.
Oh my god!
A sperm whale try to eat him. Yeah,
and then
and so he was in there for like I think he said like 30 seconds to a minute or some shit, and he thought he was just gonna die, like the whale was gonna swallow him. But the whale went to the surface and spit him out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And he wants fine, right? Afterwards.
Yeah, I guess he like it bruised up his legs and everything, but he was fine.
Wow. That's incredible. Yeah. The whale will be like, I'm just gonna take this person out of water that you don't belong here. And he just like swallow him and then split out back to the surface. Yeah. You surface man, get out of here.
You stay right here. Or maybe he would like, I was thinking like he spit it because the dude was white. So he spit him out because he didn't have any seasoning. He's like, oh, this tastes hella plain.
Spit him out. Do that next week on Helium.
Ah, that's so funny.
Is he like Australian or feels like something?
It's some kind of white. Nah, he came. Yeah. He was from like the east side, like the northern east side, like Maine or something like that.
Oh, Massachusetts. Wow. Yeah. Okay. No. This is cool.
That would make me never want to get into the water ever again.
Just don't go to the cold water, like.
Dude, that's why I don't fuck with the water, man. Like. You if I can see how deep something
you
is,
you should fuck with the water. What are you talking about?
Fuck that. I don't. If I can't see how deep something is, I won't go in there.
Oh really?
Nah, I'm scared, man. It's just that's like one of the things I'm scared of is the water.
Well, I'm okay with swimming in the middle of ocean.
Like no, that's fuck that shit.
I'm okay. Like, cause I don't know. Cause I guess I'm from like. From an island, you know, Taiwan's an island. So okay. Whenever I go to the ocean, I'm super happy about it, and then I'm okay with like dive myself in. I'm okay with like not touching down, like my legs floating.
But what if you don't know what's down there? What if something gets you?
It won't, cause the pollution is too bad. There's no other. There's no other.
Someone ate this white. A whale ate this white man, Eddie.
I'm not going to get swallowed by a whale in Taiwan because the ocean in Taiwan area is too warm for a whale to swim around here.
This white man never thought he was gonna get eaten either. But guess what? He got eaten. Is that right? Eaten.
He got
the whale ate him.
Yeah. He got eaten. He got eaten. Yeah.
Not even to mention whales. They got a fucking sharks out there. Like, Eddie, you're playing with fire.
Sharks don't bite people. It's humans are too big for sharks to bite.
Okay, I don't understand why these people are getting bit by sharks. What do you mean they don't bite people when they have shark attacks every year?
Because they are wounded. And they want to create smell. So, or like if you have what's the word? If they have period, so you're basically a moving bacon to those sharks. So like,
are you calling girls bacon? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying it smells good.
So, well, you don't eat it either, so I guess it's a good analogy for you.
Yeah. So. Jesus, you're trying to get me canceled. We just like take turns. No, so like if you have period, don't go inside the ocean because you might attract. First of all, you might get like weird bacteria infected to your body. Second of all, you are moving bacon to sharks if you are having a period inside of the ocean. And then that's the second thing. So people who got bit by shark is usually because they have open-wounded legs or arms or body and not attract sharks because sharks don't actually see, they smell.
I don't know, that's not man. You didn't make me feel any better about sharks.
Okay, yeah, that's true. I mean, it does, but the happening rate is just as low as thunder hits human.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Thunder does hit human.
But it's even.
Yeah, it does.
Right.
Yeah, on the
But here's my thinking. My thinking is like, it is low, But it can even be lower if I don't even go underwater.
Yes, that would be zero because sharks don't work, don't walk. They swim. So apparently I'm not coming on this. But the thing is, like, then you get a random accident on the street as well. Like, you know, you might get eaten by tiger or, you know, koala bear or koala bear.
I know, but I'm not always in the jungle, you know? That's why I stay away from the jungle.
Oh, yeah, you don't hike either. Like,
I don't hike either. Yeah, they got, like, stray dogs that might get you.
Wow. I guess that's why you got racist, huh?
See, you're trying to get me canceled. You're trying to cancel me now.
Anyway, to summarize, rich people's problem is hard for poor people to sympathize. I think another thing about that is it feels far away.
Yeah.
Rich people's problem feels far away.
And I don't want to be like dismissive of it. I mean, I know it's happened. I know people go through it no matter what situations you're in. And so I don't want to dismiss that. Like, you know, rich people, celebrities, famous people, whatever, y'all got, like, this is a real problem for you guys too. I understand that. Yeah. But it's just, you're going to sleep on like a $10,000 bed where other people with the same problem are going to sleep on a tumble mat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't have enough sympathy to give. And so,
I guess.
Give sympathy, you know?
So basically you're saying is like, my friend is having a problem when they are facing divorces versus Bill Gates and his wife. So yeah, they are also having a divorce. And I just don't feel bad about Bill Gates or Melinda either. Because I feel like no matter how much money they lose to each other, they can make this money back in like 2 days. So like,
Or why do you even need that much money? Why do you even care about getting so much money? Like, how much billions does he have? He has like 27, I don't know. How much billions do you think Bill Gates have? Guess. I'm going to say 50 billion. I'd say 54 billion. Oh my God.
100.
Yeah, we were way off. It's 126.7 billion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you cut half of that. That is still so much money.
That is. And so if you get 1 billion, chill, you're good.
Yeah, I know. But apparently. Yeah.
I mean, unless you have a reason for it. Like, let's say, if you want half because you just want to donate half to all these charities of his money. I get it. But yeah, it sounds like you want to just keep it.
Of course. Come on. Like, he worked so hard for that.
That's just too much money to have, in my opinion. Like, for what? It just...
But then I think we talked about this like privately before. So like, if you gradually become more like... you become richer and richer and richer, then you know what you can afford is more and more and more. So your personal value gets higher and higher and higher. You know what I mean?
I guess so, man. Yeah. It's just...
So let's say if you are now... I'm not going to say compare your cars and whatever, because that's going to make you sound horrible person. So I'm going to compare something else. So you have...
Go ahead and try. You can try it. We'll see how good it is. I'll give you a shot. Just try it.
I don't know, man. I think car is probably the easiest one. How about this? The shoes made in China versus the shoes made in Vietnam versus the shoes made in Taiwan or the shoes made in Venezuela. or the shoes made in America. Apparently, those are different values. Right? And then,
yeah, okay, I hear what you're saying.
But then, you know, when you were all younger and poor and sad, maybe not that sad, actually, but like...
No, I feel like I was more happier.
Yeah,
when I was,
yeah. And then you have all this like, oh, yeah, I have a pair of shoes that I made in China, and I'm happy about it. And then made in Vietnam, oh, it's actually better. Made in Taiwan, oh, it's even better. And then now you look back, I don't want to get made in China shoes anymore. And that's how you become rich. Right, you gradually. And then now you own the thing I made in United States. And you're like, I can never go back to the shit that I made in China ever again. Right?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's basically Bill Gates and like Jeff Bezos or Mark Zuckerberg or Elon Musk, right? They drive Tesla every day. How do you ask him to drive Toyota Prius? He'll be like, why is this car not driving itself? I don't understand. And then he complains on his Twitter and then everybody will be like, it's so hard to relate.
Ah, man, I like that callback. Ooh, that was good.
Yeah.
No, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, it's complicated, man. It's just hard for me to conceive that.
It's not like a video game where sometimes we can play like the retro game back in the 80s. You know, Atari or, you know, like Super Mario 1. And you play like as like a vintage style gaming, you know. But then I don't think driving Prius can make those rich people to experience driving like a normal person.
Yeah, it's
also like, you know, when I was living in the United States. Right? When I was living in the United States, I feel awesome. Like, oh my God, United States have so many spaces. It's so big. The street is so big. People don't go shoulder by shoulders. Unless it's a parade, unless it's like certain events. But on a day-to-day basis, even in San Francisco, so crowded, you still don't really like shoulder-to-shoulder on the streets. Muni or subways, yes. But like on the street, you have space, you are fine, and you can running around, you can circle around pretty much without any issues. But then in Taiwan, in Taipei, you don't get that privilege. On the busy area,
really?
Yeah, on the busy area, in the busy area, basically, just shoulder to touch everybody, and then just like, you know, that's why we don't hugs, because we are basically touching each other every single day.
All the time.
And that's why we bow. You know why we bow? We create space for each other.
That'd be so uncomfortable to me. Like just rubber. I don't like feeling like I'm cramped.
Yeah, but that's, you know, if you are just having a trip, it's fine. But like living here, you know, sometimes I like scoot around in Taipei, walking around in Taipei. I'm like, man, this city is crowded, jeez. But this is where I grew up, so
yeah that makes sense.
Happy Dragon Ball Festival. So by the time you listening to this podcast, it's a few days after Dragon Ball Festival.
You ever did the Dragon Ball?
Yeah, I did. Guess where I did it.
Where? Portland?
No, not Portland. For whatever reason, why Portland loves to do that?
I don't know. I think it's the Northwest, because Washington too. I did it when I lived in Washington.
Wow. Interesting.
That shit is hard.
I did that in this country in Europe called Bulgaria.
Really?
Yeah, that's my first...
Did you do Dragon Ball racing there?
I mean, I was having a trip there, and then for whatever reason, they think that it's so fun for the tourists to do dragon boats on a random lake. And I was like the only Asian there. I was like, what the fuck is these people called cultural appropriation? They actually have a boat
paid?
Looking like a dragon and then making people go on there actually paddling. And then thought it would be funny.
That's hilarious.
For tourists to do it. And then all the tourists are American. And then our random people from Europe. And then I was like, this is the weirdest thing I ever done in my life. And
yeah. Then, that's funny. So they basically stole an Asian cultural, I guess, event.
Yeah.
And sold it to Americans. That's like if us, that's like if a group of a like in Portland, like we did like Oktoberfest, and it was just all Asians who threw it. You know what I mean?
What? Just a bunch of Asahi, yeah, basically, and Singha, yeah, or Chang. Just all this like Asian, right, beer.
Yeah, you'd be like, if you were like German, you'd be like, yo, what the fuck? Are they trying to do Oktoberfest?
We just write hilarious. All these nice characters that all this like a German cannot read.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
So Happy Dragon Boat Festival, everybody. If you're Asians and if you're Chinese Asian or like Taiwan or like whoever, Singaporean, whoever celebrates this, happy holiday. You eat Chinese tamales, basically. That's a thing. If you try that.
What?
粽子. So it's like a Chinese tamales.
Chinese tamales? That sounds delicious. Tell me more.
So, like, it's a triangle shape. And then inside of that is not like tamales where they use corns, right? We use sticky rice. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, yeah, I have that before. Yeah, the Cambodians got that too.
Yeah, yeah. And then there are some pork in there. If you are a meat eater, some mushrooms, peanuts, and somebody will put yolk in there.
Sound like you said penis, but go ahead.
Peanuts, not penis. I'm not trying to be dirty today. Okay, just so you know.
That's funny.
And then you hang out some kind of like interesting. Not interesting. Special. Some kind of special grass above your door. So traditionally, it can get rid of any kind of like virus, which is kind of funny because you put that on top of your door and the virus will be like, oh, they have the grass on this house. I'm not going this house. That's basically what it is. And then,
yeah.
And then, or you drink a certain kind of like alcohol, and then you like spread it with your mouth. It's like you choke, 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 and then, and then that is something. I don't do that, and then my father don't do that, but I see people do that, and it's basically the traditional things we do that in Taiwan. What else do we do? Oh, you, do you know that you can put an egg standing by itself? 12 p.m. today.
Why? Why are you only today?
Something about like Earth, something. Something about geometry science. And then, not geometry, geographic science. Sorry, bad English.
Okay.
Geographical
still
science.
Still not getting it. Like, what about.
Something about magnitude, something Earth. Like magnitude about like the Earth and whatever things that will attract the eggs to like, okay, I'm just going to standing well today on 12 p.m.
But why the eggs?
Just eggs. Just
the eggs?
Mm-hmm.
What? Wait, my whole thing is like, okay, what? Why is the Earth doing all this shit for eggs?
I don't know. And only chicken eggs. I don't know if it's only chicken
like
eggs. I never tried dog eggs or like a bird, other bird eggs. But if you check my Instagram right now, and then you will see the pictures on my Instagram story.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I did see that.
Yeah. So.
Okay. It may, okay.
So, yeah. So, yeah. it's only 12 o'clock, and then you can make the egg standing perfectly. So there, you know, on this day, some local government in Taiwan, they will host an event, like thousands of people make the egg standing event, which is so crazy, because like they put 1,000 people on today, which is super hot, 12 o'clock, and then just make them make egg standing, and then they take a picture together. That sounds so stupid, but there's a cultural value behind that, which I have no idea what's the cultural value behind that. But it's cool, so.
Yeah, it sounds cool.
Yeah.
What do you guys do with the eggs? Do you eat them?
No.
Can you eat them still?
Take a selfie, that's it.
A lot of eggs.
And then, but Dragon Ball Festival coming from a story where ancient China, there is a one guy, he trying to say the truth about a country, the government, and the government don't listen, and he kill himself.
Wait, why?
Because the government don't listen to him, and he feel bad, and he just kill himself.
Well, I mean, my girlfriend doesn't listen to me sometimes. I don't want to go kill myself.
And then, so then...
I don't give a fuck about the government.
So, like, he was trying to give, like, good advice to
the government.
Is that
rude? Am I being rude?
That's a real story. Actually, I thought it was really funny, because, like, nowadays, when I'm reading this story, I'm like, so people don't listen to you, and then you kill yourself? That is dumb. And, yeah. Like... But, to value what the story is that we need to... The government needs to listen. That's basically what this story is about. And then,
of course,
yeah. And then, so this guy,
we want
is,
the government to listen, but
and this guy is so nice. He is like awesome. He was like awesome person, whatever. And then he, because the way he killed himself is he jumped into the river, which you hate it so much, you know, a river and ocean. In Ralph hates it.
Oh yeah, that'll be
yeah. So
that'll be scary.
And so it's so funny because like all these like other villagers. They don't want the fish to eat the dead man's body. So they use the leaves to wrap around the rice and throw them into the river. So the fish will go to eat the rice, don't eat the dead man's body. And that's where the Chinese tamale is coming from. Story ends.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's yeah. How something you would... That's a, I don't know, man. That's kind of an odd story.
I know. But culture is coming from our story all the time. Every culture has certain weird things. It's all coming from a certain weird story. You know, to memorize someone, to memorize something or certain events. But yeah, that's our story. That's, I'm not sure if it's a real story, but yeah. So
but it tastes good. They taste good. Not
they
the
taste
body,
good
but,
for sure. Not a dead man's body, apparently.
Yeah.
Like we can ask the whale about it to see. Hey, Mr. Whale, you swallow the white dude. How are you feel?
Eddie with all the callbacks.
And then the whale will be like, "This person is white. No tasting.
Yeah, no seasoning in it." That was
fun. So, you made it to the end. Thank you so much for listening to Sunning Podcast. I hope you learned a lot of shit today about don't care about rich people.
Oh, we talked about the whale.
The whales, yes.
The whale guy.
Swallow.
Eat by a whale.
Yeah. And then the Dragon Ball Festival. So have a zongzi, which is the Chinese tamales, or Chinese doma. Domas? Do you know domas?
No, what is that?
It's a Greek food.
Domas, what does it look like?
It's like looks like a little cylinder-ish thing, and then you. it's like horizontal cylinders, and they use the grape leaves to wrap
rice
as well, and dipping on olive oil. It's delicious. I love those things. With
really?
Some vinegar.
I don't think I ever had them. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I don't think I ever had it, though.
I think you can find that in downtown Portland somewhere. Hope you can subscribe this podcast and then share this podcast, because the more listener we got, more passive income we built. That way we can actually go to Greece or Rome,
we can be rich,
Italy.
And then you guys don't have to care about us.
Yeah, yeah.
No problem.
I really, really want you to don't care about me. That's basically what it is. And please review us on 5 stars. Again, we only accept 5 stars. As always, stay happy, stay sunny.